All right, here we go. Marty Lurie here, Tony Watson, our philosopher. It's Giants baseball coming up. First of all, how you feeling? That's the first question, because obviously there's a little shoulder issue for you.
Yeah, I had a little hiccup. I wouldn't even say hiccup. It was a, you know, as you get through spring training, you know, you start throwing in November, and it takes a little bit longer each year to ramp up. You throw 65, 70 games every year, and you're trying to post up every night. Some things happen, and you know, nothing structurally, everything seems sound. So it was, you know, just wasn't bouncing back like I was hoping for, and figured we'd ring the alarm early in camp and settle things down. No better time than the first week of camp, and settled it down, and we're off the mound now. We've thrown three bullpens through yesterday, you know, all pitches. So we're trending in the right direction, and we're just trying to tackle one day at a time and tackle one bullpen at a time and get a live BP and then see where we're at with the games.
Okay. Now, you're 34 years old. You've been in over 600 games. You are a veteran. Do you get nervous when you feel something like that?
Not nervous. I mean, look, I go through stuff all the time. Guys sort of go through stuff all the time. There's aches and pains. You know, you're traveling cross country, 162 games plus spring trainings. And, you know, the pitching motion is one of the most violent motions you can do in sports on your joints and stuff. So it's, you know, there's... My dad coached for a long time in high school and always said, are you hurt or are you injured? And there's a difference. So I learned that at a young age. Are you hurt or are you injured? So, you know, definitely not injured. Just, you know, feeling something and trying to figure things out. And honestly, I think in the long term, this will be a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see him on the mound soon. Our philosopher, Tony Watson, I don't want him to have this job full time. He is a pitcher. We want him to do that. That's what he's here for. All right. Very good. Interesting things in baseball, some of the topics that have come up this week. One is the pine tar. And I know baseball is trying to enforce that pitchers not use pine tar. Now, I listened to some of the experts on the radio, and they said, well, all it is a better grip. It doesn't do anything to the ball. You put rosin in with the pine tar. Now, the Angels clubhouse guy got fired for providing the pine tar substance with rosin to the visiting players, Bubba, who we all know. So I want to get your thoughts on it. Pine tar and is baseball overreacting? What are we doing here?
I guess who are the experts is what I think the last couple of years it was scientifically proven from a few people that are experts, I guess, that say that it was the pine tar, the sticky has improved spin rates. And okay. I think guys have pushed back on that a little bit and said, let's hold on here a little bit and shown their own personal numbers and dove into it a little bit. And look, the balls are slick. Guys, we've seen guys get, you know, banged for having it on their neck. I think the guy in the Yankees had it on his neck that one year. And our own Will Smith, unfortunately, had some stuff on him one night in Atlanta. And but I think, you know, as far as it, you know, people losing jobs and, you know, that's tough. But MLB is going to try to crack down on it and even the playing field and do all that. So we'll see how it goes this year. You know, I think you could probably ask guys that pitched, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and they'd probably say that you know, they've had some sort of help or aid on the ball. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough that we're even discussing this. And, you know, hopefully we just clean it up and go forward, and it won't be that big of an issue.
Well, you want to make the game safe. And if pine tar allows you to get a better grip on the ball, then I think that's worth it. But as you said, if it does increase spin rate, now you're in an area of changing it. The other thing they talked about on the radio, the so-called experts, the rosin bag, that there are different kinds of rosin bags. There's granules that are do more to the ball than the powder. How about that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And each stadium has different ones. And, you know, there's the broken up rosin, and then you'll grab one in some road stadium, and it'll be completely different than what you're used to at home. And honestly, you don't. I don't. Sometimes I don't like that. It's you know, you know what works for you and what's comfortable for you out there. And so if we're all on the same, that's great. But it's just kind of as a pitcher, it's a tough subject to get into, because you don't want to, it's a fine line you're walking here with, you know, what's going on. But if the general public would come out and feel a pearl baseball right out of the box, how slick this thing is, and how tight the seams are and how tight it's wound, it's essentially a cue ball. Okay. And you're trying to make this thing spin and throw it as hard as you can and get this guy out. And you know, they rub them up obviously in the clubhouse before the game and give them to the umpires, and they have the mud and they have the, you know, samples for that. And but each ball is different. You know, you see guys throwing balls out all the time because there's a seam deficiency, or they don't like how it feels in their hands. And you know, the next guy might like that. So it's each guy's different. And you know, it'll be interesting to see how they tackle this and how they go forward. But yeah, so far they're hammering down pretty good, because unfortunately people are losing jobs.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tony Watson, our philosopher. Good answer on that. I'll leave it with this, and we'll tackle this one when we talk closer to the season, or even when the season starts. The baseball for this year, what will it be like? Again, I listen on the way drive in all the time, and there was one pitcher on. He said, well, the seams are higher, but the ball feels softer. So who knows? But we'll see when the season starts what baseball has up its sleeve, so to speak, for the pitchers this year. So we'll see. All right, let's move on. Mike Schilt, the manager of the Cardinals, is getting married as we speak. And during the season, kind of interesting that he would do that. And I know there's some talk, you know, they'll walk through the canopy of bats and all that kind of stuff. You ever seen a ball player get married during the season?
I want to say yes. I don't think I saw it, but I think a couple years ago, a Rockies guy got married on the field before a start. You'd have to ask maybe Tyler Anderson here or somebody, but I want to say that happened in Coors Field. It's one of the more weird moments for sure. But you know, hey, if you're going to do it, you got to do it whenever she says you're going to do it. So yeah, it's I think the Cardinals have an off day down there, obviously. So yeah. Good for him. I mean, great timing. I mean, obviously everybody's right there, so they don't have to fly in and from all over the country and see the wedding. So they're all right there. And I don't know about spending your off day at your manager's wedding, though.
Well, CJ Nikowski on MLB Radio said that more ball players get married in January than any other month, because you guys work a lot, and of course you don't want to get involved with postseason and all that, and you're working during those earlier months. But he says, do it in January and invite everybody. This way no one will be offended and no one will show up, because who's going to fly to Omaha or wherever you are, you know, in January? So I'm going to ask you, when did you get married, and did you involve teammates and all that?
So January is fair. We did it in November, November 3rd. And the World Series was actually, we actually looked ahead and said, I think that year the World Series ended November 1st.
Okay.
So it was going to be an issue if, you know, it goes seven games and then you got the parade and everything. But we figured we'd squeeze it in. And at that point, who cares, right? It's like the World Series. We'll figure out the wedding later. But, yeah, we did it in November, and we did it in Omaha. And we invited everybody. That was some advice that I heard from older guys over there. Just throw out the invitations. And you know what? He was right. Not everybody came, because nobody wants to come to Omaha in November, and it was cold. And but everybody sent gifts, so it was good. And you know, that's usually how it works. You know, they get you a card, or some random thing shows up from 2 weeks later, and so it's cool. But yeah, baseball weddings. Ideally, the summer's a nice wedding time, but you know, for baseball players, it's in the cold gray of Omaha in November.
It doesn't sound that inviting, I'll tell you that. All right, craziest gift you got is a wedding. They said on the radio today someone's going to bring in a box of steaks for the guy. You know, maybe the strangest gifts, if you can come up with one?
I can't think of a strange gift. I just remember we didn't open them all. And, I mean, we were, like, 3 years later, we still had stuff in boxes, and we finally moved into a house and opened it all up, and it was like, oh, this is great. We got all these pots and pans and everything we on our registry. But me personally, I always, when I'm gifting at a wedding, I always look for the vacuum, because I feel like if somebody's vacuuming in their living room, they're going to think of me. Oh, thanks for, remember when Tony gave us this vacuum for our wedding? And it's like, yeah. So that's what I always look for first, but it's usually taken. So somebody's already knocked it off the register.
Yeah, I like that. That is very good. That's a good question for us, for it to think of players and what they would give as a gift.
Right.
'Cause, and plus we got, you know, we have new players on the team this year for what their careers would be if it wasn't baseball. I'm looking forward to that. All right, we'll move on because you got work to do, and it is spring training. We don't want to do the whole show, the whole year right now. But Kershaw got into it with WOTUS the other day, and, well, look, WOTUS is a veteran. Kershaw hit Brantley. Turner had been hit earlier. And WOTUS said, hey, come on, it's spring training. You know, this is not cool. What are you doing? And it was a moment. It was a baseball moment. I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't see it live. I heard about it pretty much right away. My phone got a text, and I don't know. I didn't see. I obviously haven't even seen Kershaw hit Brantley yet, but I heard it was he hit him where most people would hit someone intentionally, I guess. And you got a guy on the mound. It's spring training. Sure, guys are spraying it, but I think Johnny hit Justin in the hand, and Kershaw hit Brantley the next inning. So, and then WOTUS said something, and hey, Dodgers, Giants, whatever. It's it's early, and we're just getting things rolling. So it's good. It's
healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy. It's good. It's you know, I don't think there were any ejections or anything. They probably threw out some warnings in spring training, but we got plenty of arms for that, so it's all good.
You ever get warned?
I've been warned. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've. Yeah, I have. Which time?
that many times? Come on.
It is just one time. I mean, we'll just go into it. The guys are gone now. It's Reds, Pirates. We used to get into it. Oh, they're still getting into it. Last year they got into the big fight, I guess. But we were going back and forth, and they hit Andrew McCutchen. And I was warming up, and so I just took down the guy the next day. I took down Brandon Phillips the next inning, and we had a little, you know, everybody comes out, blah, blah, blah. And, the warning, I think Joe West was umpiring that game, actually, and, you know, everybody says their words, and everybody goes on, and I think I got a double play the next pitch, so it all worked out. And then I also got warned in the wild card one year. I hit Jake Arrieta. So, a little gamesmanship, I guess, but, you know, it didn't really work out for us because he went on to throw 9 innings. So, but, yeah, I've been out there with the warnings for sure.
All right. I like it. You know, you seem like such a nice man, you know. All right. This is a good side of Tony Watson. I did not know that. I learned something today. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all healthy. It's like you said, it's part of it, and look, it's a long year. You got to protect your guys, and you know, if you don't, we were big on, especially a guy like Andrew, but what he did for our club over there and who he was, and you know, we got similar type players here, and you know, some guys just have to do it sometimes.
All right, boy, good one.
Yeah,
this was fun today. Good topics and good subjects. Vacuum cleaners. All right, I got it. Vacuum cleaners for a wedding gift. That may be the biggest thing I learned today. Very good. Tone, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me, Marty.
All right, that's our philosopher, Tony Watson. Boy, what a pleasure to do this. All right, KBR 680-1045, the sports leader.